you know, we were fortunate to do a right direct sales strategy. We also had a strategy working with partners. There's a lot of IT organizations that are interested in doing something different and better.
Yeah.
They don't want to do the Me Too in Asia. And we went to them and said, hey, we have something that can differentiate you. You already have the customer relationship,
yeah,
right? We can do something better for you and be different.
Yeah.
And that combination of their trusted advisory role with that client and having another solution enabled us to get deals, even in a tough economy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then and still be successful. So that was interesting. But nevertheless, it was very difficult. Why? Because in an economy that's that tough, people tend to focus only on the rate.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I say Argentina is 10% higher as a rate only than compared to India, then it's still 10% more, and the CFO looks at the number in a recession. He said, "I'm not gonna, are you guys, you know, I know things may not be working as well, but I'm not going to pay 10% more now. We need to reduce the cost and not increase the cost."
So how did you get the CFO that may well just be looking at the bottom line for the service? How do you get them to sort of switch emphasis onto productivity? I mean, I assume that you're able to do things better. And eliminate a lot of that inefficiency.
Yes, what we did is we really, you know, with the first clients, we started shifting over and winning over. We did some interesting, simple, but really concrete case studies and started looking at the impact of all these factors we talk about at the total cost of engagement or total cost of ownership of a deal.
Yeah.
And tried to make it very simple. And I tried to use a simple example. When you have you're supporting a system and you call in, you have a ticket, you have an issue. Okay, if you call in at the time where India is not awake, by the time they're awake, you know, if it doesn't match, they will need to qualify that issue a little bit more with you, the user in the US, to understand, I have a question before I can start working on fixing the problem.
Yeah.
You know, while you are sleeping, they're waiting for you to wake up to get a better answer. And they try to figure it out, they look at it, but you're being billed for these 8 hours or 6 hours.
Yeah.
Okay? You're being billed for that. Now, think about it. If you have an operation that's lined up with you in the same time zone, it's like you're in another state in the U.S.
Yeah.
You know, you have a ticket, you pick up the phone, you call, you build a relationship with the guy supporting you. You know, the turnover is a lot less, so the chances of you having a long-term relationship with the resource that's supporting you is high.
Yeah.
You pick up the phone, he knows your system, he knows your configuration, he goes in there right now and you fix it right there. And we had multiple cases where in 1 hour most of the tickets are sold.
Mm-hmm.
So our strategy has not been to bill a lot of hours for basic things, but to do a good job fixing, increasing the productivity of the client, making him happy, and then selling more deals, doing different things with them in other areas.